schools don't like to use the V word anymore, vocational, as in vocational education. Instead of just offering auto mechanics or shop class, Nashville high schools are now preparing students for jobs in music business or engineering as well. It's part of a nationwide trend to help students start their careers, sometimes as soon as they graduate. WPLN's Emily Siner takes a closer look.
In real life, Kira Beard is a senior at Overton High School. Today in class, she has a new role. Pharmacist.
I need your name, date of birth.
So my name is John Overton.
And then your date of birth.
It's August the 17th, 1951.
Graduate students from Lipscomb University's pharmacy program are leading the job simulation. They're also the fake patients.
Do you have any allergies?
Yeah, so the medication that I had the allergic reaction to was Zithromax.
They're helping the high schoolers count pills, or M&Ms, and measure solutions.
The dosage form is liquid, right?
Yeah, pour that in there.
And it's not just a game. At the end of the school year, students will be able to take the national certification exam to become a real pharmacy technician, right out of high school. The job pays, on average, more than $14 an hour. Rhonda Bryant, a pharmacy professor at Lipscomb, says having that certification is instantly marketable.
Most pharmacists want a certified tech. So even someone who has pharmacy experience but may not have a certification, these students at John Overton may be more qualified to go in.
Being qualified for a job is the focus of what's called career and technical education, essentially vocational training for the modern age. In Nashville high schools, there are dozens of these classes now. Along with the pharmacy class, there's computer-integrated manufacturing, healthcare administration, and web design, among others. It's part of a nationwide push to get students learning skills that are relevant in today's workforce.
It begins to get young people to prepare for possible pathways they might pursue as adults.
That's James Stone. He runs a research center on career and technical education and estimates that 90% of public high school students across the country now take a class that fits into that category. In Nashville, every high school student has to take three of these classes. Stone says what's less common nationwide but extremely valuable is getting that real-world, workforce-approved certification.
That's a document that you can take to an employer. And the employer says, aha, you have the skills I need.
At Metro Nashville Public Schools, students can take one of about 30 career certification exams, like the pharmacy one. The district pays the cost. Chaney Mosley oversees Nashville's career and technical education, and these certifications get him particularly excited.
When a student from our high school graduates with one of those certifications and chooses to not immediately pursue higher education, that could be a game changer.
But Mosley is quick to point out, career classes are not just for kids going straight into the workforce. Many of the classes also count for college credit, and they still try to create what he calls a college-going culture.
I don't think it encourages students to not go to college. In fact, I would say it does the opposite. It lets students experience success and realize that they have a great potential in a related field.
And he says it helps them understand the importance of learning, wherever that might happen.
We try to count the measurement of water.
Back in Overton High School's pharmacy class, senior Sadiq Ramatullah is learning how to distill fake medicine. He is planning to go to college, he says. He might want to be a physician, but now that he's taking this class, he hopes to work in a pharmacy during college.
You can earn money so you can pay your school bill. It's really good opportunity for me. I don't want to depend on my parents because I need to depend on myself so I can help myself and I can help my family too.
The district says that's what makes this different from vocational education of the past. Students aren't separated by who wants to go to college and who wants to get a job. They're all preparing for both. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Simon.